99.9 Radio USA Whiskey Benton, Hellbound Hank Williams Jr. It is 6:50, and we're at 32 degrees. It's Scott Hansen. I've got great music on the way from Lee Bryce. The Parking Lot Party is coming up, and right now, you ready to get weird? All right, here we go. The Weird News is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Evelyn, Virginia. A Florida man showed his local police department the new meaning for hard drugs when they detained him for possession of crack, only to find that his pipe actually contained a crushed Cialis tablet. Do you know what Cialis is for? Yeah, okay. Officers pulled Edward Bruce Johnson over for a traffic violation, and as they approached the car, he attempted to flee on foot, but didn't make it too far. The cops found two loose oxycodone pills in his shirt pocket and decided to check the front of his car, where they found a pipe containing what turned out to be the erectile dysfunction drug. Once in custody, it was discovered that Johnson's driver's license had been revoked, so he was also charged with fraud for impersonation and driving on a suspended license. And no word on why the Cialis pill was in a pipe. I don't know that he intended to smoke it. I wouldn't think so. How about this one? A California man was booked on vandalism charges after he caused a ruckus at the main branch of the San Francisco Library by filling three shelves with books under pee, his own pee. A library employee called cops after he heard a suspicious noise and found Atten Cole relieving himself over a rack of books in the philosophy section. Cole, who was described as a repeated nuisance at the library, was banned from the premises for a month after being caught urinating on a carpet in the African-American studies section. Officials are still trying to determine if the books, valued at about $3,000, could be cleaned and reused or if they have to be destroyed. And finally, a British man won't be getting the stamp of approval from his country's post office because he's admitted to cheating it out of hundreds of dollars by mailing scores of letters using homemade postage featuring his own face. Angus McDonough says that he embarked on his scheme after seeing a decline in the design of Britain's official stamps. So in protest, he began printing his own stamps featuring his own face in place of the traditional portrait of the Queen, as well as offbeat ones showing him dressed as Santa and posing with his girlfriend. McDonough, who says he's only had one letter returned in all his years of going postal, insists that he wasn't trying to rip anyone off, noting that he's tried to send payment to the Postal Service only to have his checks returned. He says, "I just kept going, and it has become more and more ridiculous. It's gone undetected for so long now. It's just silly." I wonder if his stamps are worth anything to a collector. Maybe. There's your weird news this morning. It's 6:53.
Get the new 2013 Ford Focus sedan at